Well, you love flowers and always have. Did your mother have flowers?
No, she was the worst one to have flowers you ever seen. Brenda, we lived in a place up there about a mile and a half above me.
Uh-huh.
And Papa, when he was plowing his field to go to plant, and he'd plow right at the edge of the yard, and he plowed her a bed about this wide plumb across the end of that yard.
Mm-hmm.
And she planted what we'd call the old maids.
Uh-huh.
You know, zinnias. And people would stop and look at them flowers. And the petunias, oh, big beds of petunias, she just loved flowers. And she worked with them.
Uh-huh.
So,
when did y'all find time to do flower garden? Because I can remember how hard you used to work in the garden.
Yeah. Well, now, Mama didn't have to go to the field. She done the housework and cooked for us all, and then she'd have time in the evening to work in her flower beds. I didn't have time back then.
Mm-hmm.
And, she would just and them zinnias, I mean, you could lay down in there and hide.
You've always had zinnias and petunias, too.
Yeah.
And gladiolas. Did she have gladiolas?
Gladiolas and, our mama didn't have them. She didn't know about them at that time. But petunias and old maids was her main
one.
And boy, she kept everything cleaned out of that yard with a pole. And she didn't get to it during the week to cut every sprig of grass and every little briar that showed up. On Saturday evening, we didn't have to go to the field. We had to do other things, sweep yards. She'd have us to get to home and go around and get every sprig. And then we'd go up onto the porch and sweep from there to the road.
It sounds like she was good at assigning duties for y'all to do.
And that's exactly what she did. And we'd go to the woods and cut the prettiest brush brooms out of dogwood.
Oh, I bet.
And tie them together, you know, the bushes together, and make the best brush broom. And our yard is just as quiet as a floor that had been scrubbed with sand.
And this was all at Sneed still. You went to school at Sneed?
I went to school at Sneed and finished the 10th grade. Now, my eyes, they brought me home from school one day, blind as I could be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as far as I could go at Sneed.
Mm-hmm. Well, when did you meet Granddad?
When his daddy was a Methodist preacher.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, he was assigned, they lived in Cove. And he was assigned Sneed Church, Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved up there, and it rained. And of course, they stayed at our house.
Mm-hmm.
Got there on Thursday and stayed at our house then until Monday morning. And his mother was dead, you know, and his oldest sister just moved by my age. And the baby couldn't walk, was dead. And
was that Frederick?
No, that was Matthew.
Madeline.
Uh-huh. She was a baby. And she was 2 years old and never walked a step. We taught her to walk.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, Mama said it rained all that time. On Monday morning, Mama said, Jewel, you better go over to Parsons now and straighten out your house.
Mm-hmm.
Because it stopped raining now. So we all went over. Two days getting everything straightened up and where they could live in there. They had drove their cow from Cumberland down up to Sneed. And the poor old thing was just supported but anyhow, we all helped out. Papa, about 2 or 3 days before the preacher come in, the preacher's family, there was none of them killed.
I started to say, y'all had all those kids, and then Granddaddy's family was as big or bigger than you was.
Yeah, but you see, moved up there. But me and my friend, Roselle Knox, we was always together. Mm-hmm. I said, now, Roselle, when the preacher gets here with his family, the oldest boy is going to be mine. He said, she said, well, now, just wait and see. if I like him better, he's going to be mine. So, so when they come in, why, we had a big long dining room table, just as full of food as could be made. Sausage piled up on the platter, and backbone and dumplings and everything could be made out of fresh meat and nuts. And them folk were starved to death. They'd come a long way. And but if they really did eat supper and stayed there till Monday morning. And it is that way every time. Now, where there's a big family of us and a big family of them, it takes me a lot. And, but they enjoyed it and we enjoyed them eating, you know. So that's when I met him. So, next, they got there on Thursday. And Saturday, Roselle come over there. We live about half a mile apart. And, she had never seen any of me. I said, I told you that the oldest didn't be mine. She said, well, I hadn't seen him yet. You know, I get what I want. And she might hear it. So, when she seen him, why, I said, there he is. We wasn't right together. I was pointing to him. I said, there he is. She said, oh, I don't want him. I want that other. I said, we might as well go to.
Which other one was she talking about?
Tom.
She wanted Tom. And left Jim to you. Well, how old were you then? 16?
I was 15. Because me and Jim went together nearly 2 years before we got married.
What would y'all do?
I would go to church and to sing until Sunday evening. And that's all we any of us done. Sometimes we'd if a revival was running at a Methodist church away from Sneed, we'd all load up my daddy or Mr. McCray or some of them would drive the two-horse wagon and we'd spread a quilt down in there and fill that back of that two-horse wagon full and go with them revivals all week long at night and then work the next day. But anyhow, that was our occupation then, was going to church and singing. Why, my daddy wouldn't have ever thought about letting me go to a place where they're going to have dancing.
So no music or anything like that, unless it was church music.
That's right.
Well, did Granddaddy ever just come over and visit, or was it always church and singing and things like that?
Oh, he'd come over and visit.
Maybe they'd eat lunch on Sunday or something?
Oh, yeah. We had what they call a Methodist called a whatever it is, it takes care of the bookwork in our church, and he presiding elder. And we would him and the preacher and his family, preacher family, would come over at dinner time. We'd know Mama when they's coming, and she wouldn't go to church and fix dinner. That was pretty often. And I don't know, it's just Mr. Kierko just depended on the church members.
So he was basically kind of lazy.
I mean,
And he had all those kids. Well, he remarried quickly, didn't he?
He remarried after he got to see. He married, she was an old maid when he married her, but I'd known her all of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really enjoyed being with her after they got married.
Uh-huh.
She is so much older than me, but I'd spend the night with her and her mother while her mother was living.
Uh-huh.
Several times, and I just like to be with
her. Well, you and Granddad got married in 1922?
Yeah.
And moved, where did you live at first?
Well, we lived up there at house. We got married on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday morning, while we taken Papa's horses and wagon and loaded up stuff that they had given me, and moved to house in a three-room house.
Mm-hmm.
And he was hired out to the man that owned the house and land.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got to, he put in his application and out for the mining work. And so he got word somehow to be down there at a certain time, and he got the job, and we moved out. And well, then while we was working in the mines downtown, he come over here and put in his application in the steel plant as a former steel
plant.
Mm-hmm. And one morning, he was he'd gone out to do a little job or on a job or something, and a man come over my house and he said, "Is Mr. Kilgore at home?" And I said, "No, sir, he's not. I know the man,
Mr.
Brown." And he said, "Tell him to come over to my house. He lived over there too. When he comes in, he's been called for an interview at the steel plant." So I told him, and he went right on, and they put him to work on, that is sometime during the week, and they put him to work in 2 or 3 days for $1.50 an hour. And he was tickled to death, and he began to pick up on jobs, improving on what he was doing, so they kept putting him on bigger jobs, bigger pay, and bigger jobs, bigger pay, till he was overseeing the brickmaking.
It didn't take him long either, did it?
No,
because he was real smart.
It didn't take him long. Just seemed like every 2 or 3 weeks or a month or so, he'd have a different job with different things. And he was, when he retired, he was overseeing, over brickmaking.
Well, you got married in 1922, and then the Depression hit in 1929. What was that like?